I'm with Amanda Lee, who's the chief hydrologist at the National Weather Service office in Grand Forks. And Amanda, the flood outlook, the final one, was released on Thursday. Let's talk about the Cheyenne River Valley Basin. And let's start with the North Basin, Harvey and Warwick. Have some of your people taken measurements in that area, and what did they come up with?
Yeah, that that Upper Cheyenne Basin has definitely seen its fair share of snow and precipitation this winter. The Corps of Engineers and other folks out there taking these measurements for us have come up with, you know, snow depth values of 20 inches or so, and then with a 4, 5, 6 inches of liquid water equivalent in there, which is a hefty amount. So all of that should be coming down down into the lower part of the basin. And then once you hit the lower part of the basin, even further downstream of the Valley City area, they've kind of gotten even more snowfall. Kind of that I-94 corridor and south has been really gotten hit hard this season. So things only get worse as you push downstream. But even upstream, there's plenty of water to make its way through the system and get through Valley City.
And I suppose you've been working with U.S. Army of Corps of Engineers and U.S. Geological Survey. Any estimates as to what type of water levels we may be looking at as of today?
Sure. Our latest outlook, our last one for the season, we do have up to a 10% chance of reaching that 18-foot major flood level at Valley City, a little bit higher than major flood level, which is at 17. So give or take 10 to 15% chance of reaching major flood. And that does take into account, you know, like you said, with the Army Corps, what their plans for releasing and things like that for the season. So that is all taken into consideration. So far, it sounds like they've got a pretty good plan in place to try and, you know, do their fair share, holding water, letting water go, to try to mitigate things downstream. So that's kind of what we're looking at right now. Of course, I should end with saying that depending on what happens in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks is a big player in what could happen. You know, we're going to stay frozen for quite a while longer. It's going to take a while to get this melt going with our below normal temperatures. And then once things actually start melting, what is the weather conditions going to be like then? Are we going to get hit with a snowstorm or two? Are we going to warm up super fast and end up getting rain on top of that? So that remains to be seen yet, which is why we always say the, you know, the spring is kind of the wild card. So there's a lot of other factors that are still going to go into it the next 3, 4 weeks or so.
So we'll be monitoring, as you mentioned, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll let the public know more as the rubber meets the road. Thanks again, Amanda, for that update, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
There's Amanda Lee, who's the chief hydrologist with the National Weather Service office in Grand Forks.